Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ella,
Sophia,
and Sarah
with your 11 a.m. Headlines.
In local news, a massive cockroach and tiny crayfish are used as mascots for national park-like protection at Reedy Creek Reserve home. Reedy Creek Reserve is owned by non-for-profit conservation group Bush Heritage Australia and is located in Agnes Water. The charity is hoping the two new species will help elevate the reserve to the status of a particular wildlife reserve, a protection unique to Queensland. Bush Heritage Australia is applying for its third special wildlife protection under the 2019 legislation introducing Queensland's statutory protection against mining, timber harvesting, and commercial grazing. The charity is also applying for special wildlife protection in other locations as well. In local news, magpie swooping season has begun earlier than expected this year. Cyclist Emma Burnett has posted a video of herself being attacked by magpies while biking in August with the caption, "You know it's springtime in Australia when the magpies are out." Magpies are very territorial and the male birds are known to swoop people during mating season to protect their nests. It is suggested to avoid any area with magpies are known to be nesting.
In national news, a report by advocacy group The Parenthood has exposed an alarming shortage of childcare services for country families. Up to 86% of families in regional and remote communities struggle to access care, resulting in financial stress. Campaign director Maddie Butler has said, "Governments must step up to take the pressure off of regional, rural and remote parents and make sure their families are no longer disadvantaged. Currently, 70% of the early childcare system is privately run, leading to less support in rural areas." A review by the New South Wales Natural Resource Commission has reported the unprecedented impact of invasive species in the state. Costs associated with invasive species have risen to at least $1.9 billion a year and are projected to hit $29.7 billion by 2030 if no action is taken. The interim report states, "While the foundations of good management exist, the New South Wales invasive species management system is not yet cohesive. The Commission calls for new biosecurity measures to halt the spread of invasive species and mitigate their impacts."
In international news, a hefty sneeze has caused Bolton Wanderers striker Victor Adeboyojo to suffer a back injury. Manager Ian Avat explained, "Victor has been suffering with a nasty back injury and a sneeze set it off, believe it or not." Adeboyojo, 26, experienced pain in his back and ribs, which worsened after a sneeze. A scan is pending to determine the severity of the injury. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with cloud cover. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We will be back at tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Bye.
Bye.